The following programming is sponsored by Doreen Taylor Music, LLC. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Peasley Media Group. What's going on?
Hey, hey, happy Thanksgiving, rise and shine, and welcome to The Scene with Doreen. I'm your hostess, Doreen Taylor, setting the scene to help you guys find out what's happening in TV, movies, music, sports, the arts, and everything in between each and every Thursday morning right here on Philadelphia's number one talk radio station, Talk 860 WWDB and WPEN 97.5 FM HD2. And as always, you can go behind the scene and check out past episodes of our shows on our official website, thescenewithdoreen.com. And it's a happy Thanksgiving, a very good gobble gobble morning. And I'm seeing my producer right here in the booth with me, Matt Menard. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Doreen, how's it going?
Good. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
It's here already. This is insane.
Yeah. And before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. It'll be Christmas. And then it'll be next summer.
I know. We'll
Time
be sweating
just seems
again.
To go by fast.
I know. Do you have traditions for Thanksgiving? I mean, do you do something like the same every year? You got a big family. You got a lot of kids, grandkids. Do you do a lot on Thanksgiving? Is it a big one for you?
It varies each year, but I know one thing that's consistent is watching football and
of course
not eating turkey because turkey's disgusting.
I don't like turkey either.
We like ham.
My
we
man,
ham.
Good for you. You know what? I've done the ham, but I always try to do something a little different. Now, have you deep fried turkey? Do you like that?
I have not. I've not tried that. I heard
like
that I'll change my mind if I have
I've
that.
I've heard that too, yes.
So I'm willing to try it. I'll try anything, but you know, as of what my taste buds know now,
yes,
I hate it.
I don't either. And it's like the white meat, dark meat thing. I don't really, I'll do white, I guess, because it's drier. I don't really like the juicy or dark meat, I guess. That's kind of sad, but.
The best thing about Thanksgiving, though, is the sides, though.
Always. What's your favorite side?
Oh, mashed potatoes.
Really? Now, garlic mashed or just regular straight old mashed?
I don't give a damn. As long as there's potatoes in it.
You like your scoopski potatoes.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying.
Practical Jokers, yeah.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows, which, you know, we might have some of those people coming on here soon, too.
That would be cool.
Just a little teaser there that we might be having Scoopski himself coming on here. But anyway, I digress. So, yes, mac and cheese. Do you do that?
Yes.
Baked beans.
Yes.
No, what about
well,
cranberry?
Not baked beans.
Like cranberry.
Green bean casserole. Cranberry,
canned,
give or take.
Canned is gross. The real stuff is good.
Yeah, I'll eat it, but I don't really search it out.
Yeah, yeah. Now, wine with dinner, beer?
I don't like wine.
Yeah, that's right. We can't get along anymore.
Yeah,
it's over. Our love affair is done.
Just not because of wine.
Because of wine. Go. Hey, it's important to me. I just got to say, it's a very important thing to me. No, so what do you drink with dinner? What's your choice?
I don't know. I really haven't drank much in a long time. Not because I don't want to, because work schedule and
yeah.
I don't like the feeling the next day. So I just avoid it.
Yeah, as I get older, I don't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, it lasts a little too long for me.
I don't know. Nothing specific.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like eggnog, but that sits on your stomach weird.
That's a little dairy meets alcohol, and that's a whole different kind of problem. That's like those are two things that shouldn't really be combined too
it's
often.
A headache and a stomach ache.
Yeah, it's like why invite all that? I don't
tastes
know.
Tastes good though.
Okay, what's your dessert of choice?
I like coconut cream pie.
Really, I would have never guessed that in a zillion years.
I love coconut anything. I do like pumpkin pie, but coconut cream, that's number one.
Okay, all right. So I'm thinking, I'm like filing this away. See, I should have brought some stuff in today for us to have, but you're going to have it tonight with your whole family probably, so.
Yeah,
do you absolutely. Do it at home or do you go somewhere else?
At home. We do it at home now.
Oh,
it's
good.
Easier.
Yeah, yeah. I've done the go out to eat for like the Thanksgiving thing, and it's kind of nice for cleanup and stuff, but I kind of miss that whole family. You kind of miss the point of Thanksgiving when you're out and eating at a restaurant, I think.
Yeah, but, you do.
You know, I don't know, but it's... You know, it's a good day. It's a good day to be thankful. What are you thankful for?
That I woke up.
That's true.
Thank family.
Yeah.
I'm working in my dream job, so I'm thankful for that.
Oh.
A lot.
That is a lot. Those are three amazing
things.
Thankful
for the Eagles, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They're doing well. They're doing well. I don't want to jinx anything.
They don't play
yes.
Thanksgiving, but then the next holiday,
yes.
Christmas, they do play.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So you get the day off you can enjoy without maybe being nervous.
I don't know if I had the day off. Oh, today?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's all about relaxing today.
Yes, yes. And you can watch your football next time. So, but you know what? It is Thanksgiving today, and I definitely have a lot to be thankful for. The Scene with Doreen is now, this is the 29th episode as of today, and we're not slowing down, babe. We're not doing it.
Wow, 29
I know,
29.
And we've had some amazing guests
each week. Absolutely.
I am so thankful to be able to share their passions, their stories, and with the ever-growing arsenal of listeners that we're making every week. And of course, today being a day to acknowledge all the things that we're thankful for, I have to take a moment to say how thankful I am for you, Matt.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously. You do so much that people, you know, don't even realize how much you do behind the scenes. So thank you. Behind the scene of the behind the scene of Doreen.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the show is about, behind the scenes.
Yes, yes.
The stuff you don't really see. And that's what makes the show good, I think, is because, you know, you get to hear about the stuff that you don't turn on the TV and just, you know, hear about or read about
on
the internet.
No, it's not the big thing that everybody always wants to talk about, but it's the stuff that makes
exactly.
the sauce. It's the secret sauce. That's exactly. kind of what I've been saying. We should call the show The Secret Sauce.
There you go.
We can name it. Maybe
Season 2.
Season 2. For our 50th episode, we'll start adding some other taglines in there. But I also want to thank the listeners for tuning in every week, our sponsors who keep the lights on and keep us on the airwaves, and of course, the guests that join us each week. And speaking of guests, let's get the show on the road, right?
Let's do it.
All right. What does someone do when they're stood up at the altar? And what do they do when it's Christmas Eve? What do you do when you lose love on your favorite holiday? For my guests today, they decided to make an entire holiday movie based on this premise, and it is airing worldwide tonight on BET+. Take a listen.
I got dumped at the altar. Me and my sis are done with love.
I don't need a man this Christmas.
Excuse me?
No.
You don't even know what I was going to say.
I do. The thing you really want is off the menu.
You know it's driving me crazy.
Mama has a man. Does this mean you're done with love?
I need you to not tell Yvetta.
Yeah. Why?
So we're here together?
Yes.
No.
So Fly Christmas, starring Tashina Arnold, Tommy Davidson, and Tammy Roman. It's a feel-good holiday movie that everyone should enjoy tonight as they are recuperating from their turkey coma. So here today to get us all in the holiday mood, I want to welcome my guests, Mark Johnson and Pierre Romain, to the show. Welcome to the show, Mark and Pierre. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi, Doreen. It's Mark Johnston here. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, you too. So besides watching the big premiere tonight, obviously, of your movie So Fly Christmas, what are your plans for Thanksgiving today for you guys?
Well, my mother, who is actually a part of the film, background extra, she's having a dinner at the house down in Baltimore, which is where I grew up. And yes, we will have ham, but we the star of her culinary show will be turkey.
Uh-huh.
And for her, it's all about the stuffing.
I'm getting hungry, man.
she makes a oyster stuffing.
Ooh.
Which is kind of, it makes the turkey tolerable.
I love oysters. Now, you're not a turkey fan either, like Matt? You don't really like the turkey?
Well, you know, I'll do it as part of the ritual, right? But it's not like I don't think I'll go out and say, I want a turkey sandwich.
Yes. I don't either. It's very, it's kind of, it depends on how it's cooked. Like we were talking about the deep fry thing. That may change my mind. I've never done it, but I have a feeling maybe I might experience that in the near future. But yeah, it dries out and it's kind of like, and I think because we feel responsible to have to keep eating it and eating leftovers and leftovers, I think it's just, we're sort of sick of it at some point, right? You know, it's just like,
My mother's secret is she puts a lot of butter under the skin.
Now, see, butter is good.
All about butter, right?
It is. Butter you could put on anything. You could put it on a shoe, and I'd probably eat it. And
then, right.
And knowing my mom, sorry, Mom, I love you, but probably that's probably one of her specialties is buttered shoe, I think, at this point.
Yes.
So do you have any traditions, though, that you've kind of carried through the years?
Well, we're a big football watching family.
Mm-hmm.
So
who's your team?
Drives my the Ravens.
Are they the Ravens? Okay.
Yeah. Baltimore Ravens. And now, since I live in the area, I'm partial to the Eagles.
Yeah.
My goodness, what happened if it's an Eagle-Ravens Super Bowl? I don't know.
Possible. We're getting there. I have a feeling. I don't see any team. I mean, they have their second half now is starting of the really tough schedule. So we'll see like what's going on. But yeah, they've got some tough matchups coming up. But I don't know. See, I'm Buffalo, so they got the Bills coming up. Yeah, and I think in 2 days, they're playing here. So I might be going. So that's exciting. And
And prayer is a big part of the tradition before the meal.
Good.
And I'm very, very thankful for family and friends like Pierre, who brought me onto this project to produce it with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely thankful for Pierre and thankful for this film, So Fly Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a terrific romantic comedy with an outstanding cast that Pierre mainly put together.
Really, Pierre? Now, you were responsible for bringing a lot of these amazing actors and actresses together.
Yeah, been able to really kind of gather them. I have a long friendship with Tashina Arnold. And once we got her on board, everyone else just sort of fell in place.
Ah, yes. Now, people may remember her from Martin, Everybody Hates Chris. Yeah, she's done a lot of great stuff in her career.
She's recent on CBS's number one hit, The Neighborhood.
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's absolutely true. Good plug there. Now,
starring on that.
How tough is it right now? They're still striking. They're still in negotiations. As of whatever the last thing I heard, they had no deal on the table. How hard is it now? You're putting out a movie. It's coming out tonight, and yet, can they really talk about it? Are they allowed to go out there and promote? Because I've had trouble with some of my guests where we've had like Loretta Swit. She's on, she was on the show, but she couldn't talk about MASH at all. So it's like, some of their legacy and some of the things they're promoting, they can't talk about. Have you encountered that through the strike?
Well, Absolutely. Doreen, I think that's how you got stuck with Pierre and I.
Well, not stuck. We don't go that route. No. Blessed. Thankful. Blessed and thankful.
Let's hear from the producers. Our talent. Well, Pierre, you can speak about it more.
It's fine. Go for it, Mark.
I was just saying that the talent, they're not supposed to be doing any publicity for any of their endeavors, which is a shame because we were planning with the mayor of Marty Smalls of Atlantic City. We're going to do a big premiere there in Atlantic City. We shot mainly in Atlantic City and around Atlantic City. But we were not able to do that because you don't really get much of a bang for the event if the celebrities and the actors and actresses can't be there.
Right. People still like the star appeal, I understand. Even though in this show, like we were talking, Matt and I, we'd love to go behind the scene. We love to talk about the people that make it all happen. And you guys, you put it all together. You were talking about how you brought in the cast, and the things that people don't like. Tell my listeners, because a lot of people say, okay, producer. There's executive producer. There's producer. There's director. What does a producer do? Because a lot of people don't probably know. I know, but share with our listeners what is your biggest role? If you had to boil it down to like a boilerplate thing, what would your biggest role be as a producer?
Well, finding the property, which Pierre did in this case, packaging for it, which Pierre did in this case, financing, which also Pierre did.
Pierre, my man, you're the star here.
absolutely. Did a fantastic job here. And then the rest is actually a function of making it the best film we can make it at a certain price and at a certain schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Pierre and I go back a long time. we both were a man named Chiz Schultz, who is a fantastic producer, whose credits go back to Soldier Story. And he was the first program. Mod Squad. He was first programming executive for WNET in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll say his very first credit was the Judy Garland Show.
Wow. You guys are not old enough for Judy Garland Show. Are you kidding me?
But Pierre and I were both assistants to him.
Wow.
And and you know, we became friends, and he, you know, Chiz prepared us to move on up to being producers, and we both made it as producers. But I guess the simplest way to describe what a producer does, when you watch a show or you watch a film, you look at the opening credits and you look at the end credits, and a producer has dealt with each and every one of those people in those credits.
That's a great way to sum that up. I love that. That's perfect. So
the so you have to be able to speak a bunch of different languages, right? You got to be able to talk to crew, mm-hmm. got to be able to talk to star actors, got to talk to actors with stars in their eyes. You've got to be able to talk to lawyers. You got to talk to writers. You got to talk to Teamsters. One of the first big meetings I had when we got to Atlantic City was with the Teamster captain. And it really was just for a matter of him getting us getting to know each other and mm-hmm. getting an understanding. So, yeah, you got to know a lot of different languages. And really, that's the main skill set, I think. What do you think, Pierre?
Well, I think it takes a lot of different things. You know, everyone, there's always this mystique of how a film gets made or a TV show gets produced. Mm-hmm. I think there's a combination of ways that actually happens, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's the private investor who everybody thinks that's the way to go, or it's selling it to a network. But how do you get the network excited about it? How do you create this idea from nothing, from an idea like a thin piece of paper in the air that you're now going to make into this reality, and you have to sell everyone on that idea of what it is you're going to create and how great it's going to be. And I think a key element to that is getting a good director on board, getting other producers on board like Mark, getting key talent involved, because getting someone like a Tashina or a Tammy Roman or any of the cast that's involved, you know, with their legendary backgrounds, makes a big difference to a network when you're talking to them about, hey, there's this great film I want to do, and this is the concept, and, you know, this is who I think will want to be in it.
Right.
That's ultimately what gets them excited.
Sure. They don't want to hear, oh, my neighbor's in it, unless your neighbor is Tashina Arnold. Then maybe that's okay. But yes, they're not really excited when, you know, like, my neighbor's involved. Sorry, my neighbor. But now you did talk about locations, and you filmed this right in our own backyard. You did it at the Jersey Shore. You did Longport, Ocean City, Ventnor, Atlantic City. And you know what I find interesting is that anyone who
Kate May.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What I find interesting, and people don't realize, is when you're doing a Christmas holiday kind of project, you're usually filming in the dead of summer. You're in the heat, dog days of summer, and you're at the Jersey Shore. And I know that I actually am familiar with many of the locations that you did film. What was that like? Did that create challenges for you and having to deal with the cast, and you're filming something where you're supposed to be warm and cozy and Christmassy, and you're probably sweating your patooties off on sets?
Well, we actually we were supposed to shoot it in March, which would have been perfect. Mm-hmm. We end up shooting towards the end of March and then mainly in April. So it wasn't terribly hot. Mm-hmm. The problem is trying to recreate Christmas in when it's springtime.
That's true. Things are budding and blooming, and you have to make it look like,
Actually, it did determine a couple of camera angles.
Creativity.
Which shots we hit, places we had scouted where the trees were bare when we went back to shoot, mm-hmm. they were budding, and sometimes in one tree fully leafed, mm-hmm. In full bloom. So, yeah, those are some challenges. One way to ease it is we did some second unit in December, but we also I bought up a bunch of, after Christmas and particularly after New Year's, a bunch of incredibly marked down to a ridiculous low price Christmas decorations. Mm. Enough to fill my whole shed. Normally the art department would do that, right? The set designers, production designer, mm-hmm. but they weren't on payroll yet. So,
You know,
since I was, you know, live in the area, I just raided all the shops that were selling their Christmas stuff. discounted. And when the showboat had a ton of Christmas stuff, they gave us access to, because they have to decorate their whole hotel. Mm-hmm. So, and then production company had a collection of, so we were able to get a lot of stuff to make it look incredibly Christmassy.
Great.
Even though it was beginning of spring.
It's acting. It's all called acting, and the smoke and mirrors and illusion. And speaking of smoke and mirrors, you are listening to The Scene with Doreen right now on WWDB. And we are talking with producers Mark Johnson and Pierre Romain. And I want to take a little bit of a break. I want to talk about why you picked New Jersey and why you chose to film here. And just really more about the movie and what's next for you guys. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, it's Doreen Taylor. As a professional in the public eye, my face always has to be camera ready. Sera Balm by Donucera has been a game changer for my skin. It's a cleansing balm that removes my makeup, but can also be used as a nourishing mask and a super glowy moisturizer. I've never gotten so many compliments on my skin. Recipient of countless beauty awards and featured in Vogue and New York magazines, this multi-purpose balm is sustainably sourced and created by Danuta Milok, the founder of the award-winning Rescue Spa in New York and Philadelphia. Danucera is available to purchase at Rescue Spa, Bergdorf Goodman, and danucera.com. That's danucera.com.
The holidays are right around the corner. Looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? J. Roberts Jewelers has it. Located in Marlton, we are South Jersey's premier jeweler, offering 12-month same-as-cash financing, our outstanding collection of designer jewelry like Tacori and David Yurman, and the most desired watch brands like Cartier and Breitling, promises you can be sure you will find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Visit us on Route 73 South in Marlton, New Jersey, or at jrobertsjewelers.com.
What does your furniture say about you? At Grossman Furniture, make it say exactly what you want. Carrying 200 leading brands, Grossman specializes in customizing furniture to fit your style, your home, and your budget. No extra charges. Select customized furniture at in-stock prices. Grossman Furniture has the friendly expert staff to make it easy. That's why Grossman has been the source for furniture in the Delaware Valley since 1929. Visit Grossman Furniture today in Old City with free parking or at grossmanfurniture.com.
It seems Thanksgiving Day is upon us.
I haven't even finished eating all my Halloween candy!
Sally, Thanksgiving is a very important holiday. Ours was the first country in the world to make a national holiday to give thanks.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. And it is Thanksgiving today, but we are actually in the mood and talking about Christmas, because tonight on BET Plus, a brand new spankin' movie, So Fly Christmas, is premiering tonight. And I have the producers Mark Johnson and Pierre Romain talking with me today and celebrating a little of their holiday with me on The Scene with Doreen. And welcome back, guys. Thanks for joining me again today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, Mark.
Yes.
Mark, I wanted to say, you were a writer and a producer for 10 years on the very popular HBO series, The Deuce. You've written, directed, produced, or executive produced TV and films for Spike Lee, Michael Moore, Danny Glover, and the list goes on and on. What made you want to jump into the world of producing a holiday film now?
Oh, wow. That's how Pierre got me. I've always wanted to do a holiday film.
Really? Now, what makes you attracted to that, the holiday film kind of genre?
I guess it probably all goes back to March of the Wooden Soldiers, also known as Babes in the Toyland, which mm-hmm. is Laurel and Hardy. Wonderful Christmas film. If you haven't seen it, it mm-hmm. shows mainly on Thanksgiving, actually. I just have always loved Miracle on 34th Street. I just have always loved Christmas films. And there's a boom in holiday filmmaking right now. Hallmark has 24-hour programming, and I'm just very excited that BET is moving so aggressively into the genre.
I love it. It's much needed. Let me just say that Hallmark has been notorious for doing not really diversity in their movies, and I'm happy, right. very happy to see that this movie is embracing diversity And speaking of diversity, you filmed in New Jersey based on tax credits, because we have had the New Jersey Motion Picture and Television Commission, many members on. We've had, I'm friends with the chairman. I know we had the vice chairman on several weeks ago, David Smith. We've also had one of the associate directors, David Schoner, on to talk about all the amazing things that are happening in New Jersey. Now, I've read some press that you guys deliberately picked New Jersey because of some of those diversity and the credits and the tax credits. That's true, correct? That you picked New Jersey because of that?
That is absolutely true, in part.
Mm-hmm. And also, you're both, now, are you both from Jersey? Now, I know, Mark, you are. You are a Jersey boy, true and true now. Are you also?
Well, I married a Jersey girl.
So you have to be now, by default.
And have lived on the Jersey Shore for about 3 years.
Wow. So you've already been infected by our state. So yeah, you're Jersey now. Unfortunately, you can't say you're not anymore. I'm sorry. You got to root for the Eagles. You got to start rooting for the Eagles a little more too. Just saying. Matt's shaking his head now. He knows.
I am surrounded by Eagles and Flyers and Phillies fans. Yes.
Oh, there you go. And Pierre, mm-hmm. Now where are you located? Are you also a Jersey guy?
I'm bi-coastal.
I was chair for many years. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting kind of dichotomy going back and forth between the two.
Now, which do you like better? It's like Sophie's Choice. Do you like the East or do you like the
West? Depends on the time of year, right?
Yes. I mean, but you know, to say, the West Coast, they do have June gloom and they have the May gray, you know, I would always go over at that time and I was like, what am I coming here for? It's a little warmer, but it's pretty gloomy over here. But it does clear out by noon. It does clear out and it's sunny again.
It does. And I love the green, you know, it's all about the green, right?
Yes. But for many years when I was going there, it was always a drought. So everything was brown. I would go over there and I'm looking for green and I want to see this lush, you know, because it's not snowing. And yet right. It was very brown there for a while. I don't think it is now anymore. They've made up for some rain. But yeah, for many years, it was turning quite desert-like. So, yes. And it's good to know, though, that you've embraced those tax credits because I've talked about it on many different shows and how. And it's nice to see that an incredible company is now embracing that, using that, and helping themselves to create good art right here in the Garden State. So that's really good to hear that you're doing that.
Yeah, they really did a nice job on the New Jersey tax credits. They offer that 2% bonus for the diversity, mm-hmm. Which really makes a big difference. They're incredibly competitive with the surrounding states. This has the highest tax credit, you know, other than New York, because New York revamped their tax credit, but New Jersey has a very lucrative tax credit, which attracts many people. But on top of that, it's what New Jersey did. They decided that they were going to put additional funding in to make sure that the tax credits would pay out on a timely fashion because some of the surrounding states didn't do that. And they got into trouble when they got oversubscribed, where New Jersey, even though they had some oversubscription, they were able to stay on this timely payment fashion, if you want to call it, mm-hmm. For the tax credits, because they were able to get the funding through Governor Murphy to really do it the right way.
Well, that is so good to hear that Jersey is doing something the right way. No, I love my Jersey. It's good to hear now. I do a lot on Jersey.
But for producers, when you're financing a film and you've got this bank loan, it's important that you know, like, hey, I'm doing this film in this particular state, sure. And it's going to pay out when it says it's going to pay out.
That's
so
unheard of nowadays.
That's really important to us.
That is really good. And I am very excited to see the movie tonight, and I'm going to be watching. And before we go, though, Pierre, I found something very interesting. I did check out Worldwide Entertainment and Media, and you guys have this incredible show called From Glory Days. And what I really, really liked is I said it earlier, I'm from Buffalo, New York, born and raised, and I'm a huge fan of Doug Flutie. And I still have a box of Flutie Flakes in my parents' basement, and probably it's been ravaged by many, you know, critters, but it's still unopened and it's still sitting there. And I just thought that was a great premise. I know it's coming back for season 5. Do you have Can you speak on that yet? Do you have like a timetable? Because I just think it's a great show.
We're in the midst of renegotiating a deal and finding a new home for it. Doug Flutie is on board and attached to the project.
Great.
We did win an Emmy previously for the show as one of the best sports interview shows, but we're also in the process of revamping the format for the show. So I can't say too much more than that right now.
Well, when you are ready, I would love to have Doug Flutie on the show for many reasons, okay. But to promote and to get out there. But, you know, that's like, he's sort of like a little hero in Buffalo where I grew up.
That Flutie box?
You know what? I'll have to have my parents dig that. I'm afraid, kind of. I probably have to wear gloves at this point. But, yeah, you know what? I'm going to try to dig that out, and maybe we can even get him in. Yeah, that would be amazing. But congratulations, okay. Guys, on So Fly Christmas, premiering tonight on BET+. Everybody check it out. It is really... you know, kind of with some twists and turns and doing the Hallmark thing, but, you know, the right way and bringing in diversity and bringing in a really good storyline, starring some really great cast of people. And Mark Johnson, Pierre Romaine, two of the producers. Thank you guys for spending a little bit of your Thanksgiving with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dori. This has been really good.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's so easy. And like I said, what I'm thankful for are people like you who are creating good art, and you're coming on here to talk about it and wanting to share your time with me. That it makes me more thankful than anything.
No, last on this Thanksgiving, I want to thank the people of Atlantic City and Ocean City and other places we shot who made this possible. The Showboat was incredible. A lot of our other vendors, Mayor Marty Small, everyone was very, very helpful. It's a visually rich city for filmmakers. Atlantic City is, and I hope this film will be one of many to be shot there.
It will be. It will be. And I have a feeling you guys are going to come back and do some stuff too. So I want you to check in with me anytime you have anything. Please come, you know, call me, and we'll get you on, and we'll promote the heck out of whatever you're doing, because you guys are great. Keep it going.
Okay, you're great too, Doreen.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hell, happy Thanksgiving. And everyone, check out So Fly Christmas tonight on BET+. We'll be right back.
American Demolition, a one-stop shop for all your demolition needs. Licensed professionals with over 25 years of experience, they do it all. Services provided: demolition, excavation, site development, land clearing, concrete recycling, and asbestos abatement. They do it all. Call 609-926-7373.
Choosing the right insurance company can be complex and confusing. At Leonard O'Neill Insurance Group, we don't just sell you an insurance policy, we sell you a lifetime of peace of mind, service, and satisfaction. A second-generation, family-owned and operated business in South Jersey, we're committed to protecting you and your family. With over 2,000 clients in the tri-state area, we are your local, trusted insurance experts specializing in business, life and health, and personal insurance. Contact Leonard O'Neill Insurance Group today to learn how we can get started on your insurance journey together. Visit www.log-insurance.com or call 856-627-2600.
The holidays are right around the corner. Looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? J. Roberts Jewelers has it. Located in Marlton, we are South Jersey's premier jeweler. Offering 12-month same-as-cash financing, our outstanding collection of designer jewelry like Tacori and David Yurman, and the most desired watch brands like Cartier and Breitling, promises you can be sure you will find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Visit us on Route 73 South in Marlton, New Jersey, or at jrobertsjewelers.com.
Gratz Gallery and Conservation Studio offers full-service art conservation and 40 years' experience in buying and selling fine American art. Our gallery, located in Bucks County's historic Doylestown, Pennsylvania, is the leading authority on 19th and 20th century American art, specializing in Pennsylvania Impressionists, students from the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, and the Philadelphia 10. The Gratz Gallery is now expanding and actively buying fine art collections and individual paintings. Contact us to arrange a private viewing, a free consultation, or a professional appraisal. For more information, call 215-348-2500 or visit GratzGallery.com.
All right, guys, Thanksgiving. And when you think of Thanksgiving, obviously you think of turkey.
I've cooked turkey so many different ways, roasted, whole fried, smoked. But my favorite method, my favorite process is sous vide-ing the turkey breast and comfying the legs. And why do I sous vide it? Well, sous vide is a slow cooking process that goes into a water bath that's heated and circulated. And what that does is that cooks the protein perfectly all the way through. So you never have any dry bits. It always is, comes out to the perfect doneness.
Oh, yes. Iron Chef James Beard Award winner, entrepreneur, and food innovator, Chef Jose Garces is known as a leading culinary authority of Spanish and Latin American food. Since opening his first restaurant, Amada, in 2005, Chef Garces has emerged as an enormous talent and one of the nation's most gifted chefs and restaurateurs. He has been featured on top TV shows and in prestigious publications, including The Today Show, Nightline, The New York Times, Travel and Leisure, Bon Appetit, Food and Wine, and The Wall Street Journal. Most recently, he was appointed as a member of the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition to help achieve a nation in which all people lead healthy and active lives, something we definitely need to remember during this very busy and food-filled holiday season. Today on The Scene with Doreen, I'm so happy to have, as a little appetizer, pun intended, with a bigger interview to follow coming soon, the very talented Iron Chef Jose Garces. Good morning, Jose. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, Doreen. Thanks for having me. And happy Thanksgiving to you.
My pleasure to have you. I know I had you on in a previous life of a different show, and it's so good to just talk a little bit and hear your voice again.
Well, thank you. And yeah, it's great to see that you have new life, a new show. And happy to, participate and hang out with you this morning.
Definitely. Now, I have to ask and get it out of the way, because I think all my listeners want to know first and foremost, does one of the most successful chefs on the planet get the day off from cooking on Thanksgiving?
Oh, no. Actually, it is my favorite day to cook.
Really?
Because it's an eating holiday, and because I love food and I love to cook it, it's kind of like my Super Bowl.
So I
kind of gear up and do a lot of planning and preparation so that my day's not hard. You know, I do have the advantage of, you know, thinking it through and really putting a plan together that makes sense. And yeah, it's fun.
How long have you been preparing for this?
Probably about 2 weeks.
Wow. That is commitment. But I would expect nothing less from you. I got to say, I expect that from you.
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, I mean, I think it's a special holiday. It's one, you know, food brings people together. And I just, you know, in our family, we've had a traditional, I would say we've had a tradition of Friendsgiving of, you know, several, like three families that we've now gotten together almost 18 years now.
Wow.
And the same family, same kids. The kids have grown up from when they started, and it's great. You know, it's a bit of a potluck. Yeah, there's some American influences, some influences from Cuba, from Croatia, from Latin America, and everyone just kind of comes together. So it's pretty cool.
Yes. Now, what does a Thanksgiving meal look like in your home?
So in my home, and again, It's been this bit of a potluck, but there are things that I prepare specifically. And so I'm always, you know, I'm in charge of the turkey, as you can imagine. And so, you know, the clip you played, which is a style that I've done for some time, it's like sous vide-ing the breast and confit-ing the legs. But recently, you know, I think my favorite style is ultimately frying the bird.
Really?
So I mean, and it's not as, I would say, cumbersome or as, like, it's really can be pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
I brine the turkey for 24 hours, salt water, sugar brine, so fully submerged, some spices and cider vinegar, cider. And then I pull it out, dry it out for a day. And then, I actually have an electric tabletop fryer. Butterball actually makes them, and I'm not sponsored by Butterball.
Wow.
But they do have a great piece of equipment that's non-propane. It's just electric. You plug it in, and it tells you the right fill line. And so, yeah, you're not apt to have a mistake or, you know, it's a little more foolproof. So
yeah,
I'll do a fried turkey that's amazing. This year I'm doing, I always do macaroni. So I'm doing a short rib mac and cheese. I do my cheese.
We're getting hungry here. Matt just rolled his eyes. We are so hungry right now. Sorry to interrupt, but wow.
Yeah. And then from the Latin side, I'll do these, you know, just my kids really love my empanadas. So I'll do like a three cheese empanada with ricotta, mozzarella, and queso fresco. And then I do a lighter dish that's a green, like a very fresh, vibrant green bean salad with almonds, dates, oranges, sherry vinaigrette. And yeah, just kind of pull it all together. So those are my, call it like, you know, staples that I'll do this year and I've done for many years.
Now, do you enjoy it? Now, I know like when I do things and like I'm really an entertainer in another life. And when I perform, I never really enjoy it when I actually hear it back or I don't because I'm always critiquing. I'm always thinking, oh, I could have done that better. Do you do that with your food? Like when it's all set there and everybody's enjoying, can you sit and actually enjoy it?
So I think for me as a chef and as a cook, the enjoyment comes from other people, other folks' enjoyment or like them, like, you know, an appreciation for the craft or, you know, what I prepared. So that's my enjoyment. And I enjoy the eating part of it too. So I actually like Thanksgiving. I like to be unencumbered or not really, you know, calorie restrictive or things. So I do a ton of like walking and hiking, like 10 days leading up to the event.
Oh.
And so even today, I'll get some steps in. And
good.
So I really,
you're making room for all the calories.
Making room for the calories. Yeah, because you know, they add up that day. You know, you'll have maybe a cocktail or two, some dessert, and obviously the main meal. And before you know it, you're at like 5,000 calories.
Now, speaking of a cocktail or even with wine, what would be your dream to pair with what you're creating? Like with a turkey, what would be your, what kind of wine? What would you recommend?
So I really like, I like sangria. And what I'll do is a spiced cranberry sangria.
Mm.
So frozen cranberries, I'll make a simple syrup out of them. And add some like cinnamon and a little bit of clove and allspice and kind of spice that syrup. And then the sangria is pretty, you know, any fruit that you have, usually winter, there's citrus fruit available.
Mm-hmm.
So citrus, the cranberry spice, you can use your favorite brandy, white wine, and pull it together, the simple syrup. I do have a few recipes on that. I have one in my cookbook called The Latin Road Home.
So, I love that you just plugged that. You beat me to it. I'm so glad.
You.
Yes. And you know, we're talking holiday traditions. Obviously, this is Thanksgiving and we're approaching Christmas. Do you have any traditions that you must do every year, whether they're food related or non-food related? Is there something you must do?
Oh, the must do. I think these days, Doreen, and again, you know, I think these days it's really about just being grateful and showing gratitude in what we have, what, you know, our family, our health, all the like, you know, basic things I think that we take for granted. So I'm doing a plug for gratitude this year because it's such a, you know, we live in, I think, a pretty dynamic and unique time in our lives. So I think like the must do thing I'm going to do is really have some gratitude leading up to Christmas, leading up to that holiday period.
Love
like
that.
Credit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have a lot to be thankful and grateful for. You are doing so well. And I know that for obviously, if you're living under a rock, you don't realize of all the restaurants, you're a restaurateur, you have restaurants, even Wells Fargo. I see your name when I go up to see the Flyers play. Now, are any of your restaurants open for tonight for Thanksgiving or even for Christmas? Do you stay open with any of them?
So we don't. We like to give our staffs, a few days, you know, throughout the year, as you can imagine. We're in the restaurant business. We're in hospitality. And so we are open most nights. But this day, we like to let folks, like, spend time with their family.
Good.
And you know, one thing that we've done through one of the brands we have, Garces Trading Company, and is kind of a take, you know, we'll do like a carry out kind of a Thanksgiving meal. And so, yeah, if you go to GarciasTradingCompany.com. You might be able to get something. I'm not sure. Mm. But that's kind of like the takeout program. And that we will do. Mm-hmm. So people can pick it up day of.
Yeah.
But that's the extent of it.
Now, if somebody doesn't want to do turkey, because earlier in the show, Matt and I had this whole big dissertation about, you know, do we like turkey, don't we? And we're kind of divided on that. If somebody doesn't want to do the bird, what would you recommend as a good replacement for a Thanksgiving meal?
I mean, I think you could always roast a chicken if you're not into turkey, but you like chicken. That's it.
You want the white meat, yeah?
Yeah, it won't take as long. It's easier somehow. But I think, you know, the beauty of it is Thanksgiving. It's really, to me, it's not really about the turkey. It's really about getting together with friends and family and whomever that is, you know,
right.
your partner, however that looks. Mm-hmm. And just sharing in a delicious meal. You take some time and think about it, but it could be whatever you'd like, but taking the time again to, yeah, be thankful for what we have, and then you have that moment to enjoy each other.
Sure. Now, do you go around the table on Thanksgiving and kind of just all talk about what you're thankful for that year, or do you do something like a little tradition where you all kind of share stories before you eat?
We do, and it's, you know, usually it's a tradition I started with my children, because I wanted them to really, you know, understand that, you know, this is, you know, being here, being together in a moment is something to be grateful for. So yeah, we go around the table and have everyone, and it's usually about 12 to 15 of us. And so everyone goes around and says one thing they're thankful for in the moment. And it's pretty special, because you've got a wide array of like thankfulness.
Oh yeah. Everybody is a little different with what they're thankful for. And it's always interesting to share what other people are and to embrace that, because everybody has something a little different.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, do you have to do the dishes though? After you cook all that for 2 weeks prep, and do you have to do the dishes?
Oh, Doreen, you know, that's a rule I established a long time ago. I will cook, but I do not do dishes.
Good for you. Good for you. And I think I want that policy, but I end up doing everything a lot of the time. And you know what? I love that you are able to implement that.
Got to work on that.
So, I do. You know,
it could be collaborative. I'm okay with collaborating. So if Jill, my wife, wants to help me cook, mm-hmm. then I'll help her clean.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That's usually where it ends up landing.
Yeah.
But if I do all the cooking 100%, then the deal's on. Then
I gotcha. I feel you. Yeah. I know what you are saying. Now, yeah. I just want to shift a little bit of gears, but not too much. I want to, first of all, congratulations on your recent appointment as a member of the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. That's pretty amazing. And a 2-year term. That's exciting. How did that even come to be?
Yeah, very fortuitously. I mean, you know, I was summoned by the White House to participate. I was asked if I had interest in it, and I certainly did. I'm proud to be an American, proud to mm-hmm. you know, have lived in this beautiful country, and I'm really happy to serve and, you know, and provide, you know, knowledge and information that I've gathered over the years and apply it to, you know, sports. And my subcommittee is nutrition, as mm-hmm. you can imagine. So,
yes. You mean it's not so fitness? Come on.
Yeah.
Well, you are walking. Well, you did say you're leading up to the dinner with walking, but yes, of course, nutrition.
Definitely. And, you know, one of the things we're doing, so we have our first kind of, this is actually our second event, and it's going to be in Minneapolis coming up. And I did some of the framework around kind of like modeling a little of the event, and it does have a sports and fitness and nutrition component together. So we're linking up with the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Lynx and other like community organizations in Minneapolis, and then we've reached out to some really good local chefs that will be participating. And really the premise is bringing, you know, sports and cooking and nutrition together. So there's four teams. Athletes will team up with chefs. The chefs will do some basketball skills mm-hmm. in the beginning of the round. So it'll be worth 50 points. And then the athletes and coaches will cook with the chefs coaching them for an additional 50 points. And so there'll be, at the end of it, it's just like a small, like friendly competition. There'll be a winner based on a cumulative score. And the cooking is, they have to cook a healthy, nutritious sports training meal in under 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm not cooking. I'm hosting, which I like. I'm not hosting or I'm not cooking or judging.
Oh,
so
good. I'm, you can just focus then. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, but so, you also do a lot of events and like webinars where I know you did one in early November where you kind of give tips and recommendations to kind of help people through the craziness of the holiday season and keep them sort of on track. Do you have any tips like quickly that you can kind of, I know that you did a whole webinar on it, but anything like something that comes to your mind that you could share with the listeners about what they should do to keep on track right now during this time?
In terms of just like cooking or healthy.
Well, nutrition, healthy doing, yeah, you know, because yeah, making yeah. a little better choice, because I mean, we can all pig out and it's fun, but sometimes making that little better choice.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, it's really, there's some simple rules I've been following. One that's, I think, has been a hot topic is just intermittent fasting. And I know it's not for everybody, but I keep my eating window to 8 hours. From 11, I start at 11 a.m. and I end at 7 p.m. So no food other than coffee and water.
So intermittent fasting. I do it too, actually, and it helps me stay very healthy. It really does.
It does, you know, and it kind of keeps your, you know, and for me, I'm an 1,800 calorie guy, a day guy. It's kind of where I need to be to maintain and lose a little. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I start my first meal, I try to like be at like 500 calories. And that gives me, you know, if I do my first meal around 11 or noon and I do 500 calories, then I try not to snack. I hydrate in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And then it leaves me with a 1,300 calorie budget for my evening meal.
Yeah.
Which is great. You know, I think, I mean, it's hard to kind of go over at that point. So me, a little calorie restrictions. The other thing is like just no processed foods.
Yes.
Try to eat all whole foods, all, you know, fresh fruits and veggies, grains, and I know that that can be challenging, but that really just eliminating, you know, chips and snacks, anything that's like made outside of the home is those things typically aren't great for your body. So
right. Yes.
If you can, and then I think lastly the biggest one is dessert. You know, everyone has a sweet tooth, have cravings, and so I mean some easy ones for me again, kind of in this whole food diet is berries are really good for you. Blueberries, strawberries, blackberries. That I do that with just a little bit of whipped cream and like a light whipped cream. It's like low in calorie. Whipped cream is actually not that bad for you. It's okay as like your little sweet element.
Yes, a lot of diet plans include it. You can actually have a certain portion of a whipped cream that you can I've always seen it included. So I was shocked by that, actually. I said, then maybe I'll have a whole meal of whipped cream.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I do that. I don't go a whole meal, but definitely I get that. Yeah. And the other one that I like is for dessert, I like a shaved apple or apple slices. And sometimes I might do it with like a little bit of peanut butter, like, and, you know, like there's like fresh ground honey roasted peanut butter. You have to be careful because that does have quite a bit of calories, but it's got protein too.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is just kind of my go-to like after dinner sweet snacks that are, you know, they're on, you know, there's not any like real refined sugar in there and, no flour. It's just, again, keeping things, you know, eating natural whole ingredients.
Sure. And moderation. Moderation. A lot of times people think, okay, now I'm eating, I'm just going to pig out. And you can have almost anything you want. But in my experience, I find that as long as I keep it in moderation, I don't go and gorge on something. But, you know, you can have that little flavor and it's okay. You're not going to completely derail yourself if you have just that little something, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, again, I mean, I really think, you know, it's simple, like you know, weight loss and weight maintenance is really about calories in, calories out. So, you know, if you could burn 200 or 300 or 400 calories in the morning doing, you know, 60 minutes of whatever it is you're doing, weight training, walking, yoga, biking, 60 minutes, And then you're also able to eat a little bit more then.
That's true. Right?
And so true. I think it's all, it kind of all comes together. And I've been finding during, honestly, like, if I don't do my exercise, it, like, mentally, I don't have clarity, or I may feel like I'm like a little bit moody. I'm like, why is that?
Well, endorphins. Yeah. Yes. That you must have those. It's a nice balance. And I notice when I exercise, and then I stop. You're right. I do get a little cranky. I'm cranky normally, though. But no, on the whole, no, the endorphins are a big deal. And I agree with you. And I mean, food gives us that a little, too. And, you know, there's some people that, you know, feel that as well, especially some of the desserts. They feel that comfort. So, yes, do it. If you want the endorphins, exercise to get them. That's a nice policy to have.
Yeah. No, that works. And I think really building habits, right? And just
changing lifestyle. Know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Changing, like making it and also making your health a priority.
Like that's
really
true.
You know, there's a lot of things in life, right, that we deal with, family, career, you know, job. I mean, there's just a number of things. But like, you know, where do we rank our health and our well-being? Mm. I'm not sure. I would say 10 years ago for me, it was probably like towards the bottom of those things.
Yeah.
And now it's definitely up at the top.
So. Yeah, I could say the same as well. Like when I was younger and I felt invincible, I didn't even think about it. I was like, oh, I can go. I'm like a machine. It's fine. Do I need to eat today? No. You know, and I would be able to function. And the older I got, the more I would notice little things like that. So now I have to prioritize and make things more of an effort to remember to take care of yourself.
That's right.
Yes. That's right. So we're kind of winding down. I wish we're going to have you for a much bigger segment coming up in the new year. But like, this is just a little appetizer. I have to keep saying that, pun intended. But I did want to say, I wanted to, for people to find out about what you're doing with the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. That's at health.gov, correct?
Yes, health.gov.
Okay, and you're going to have other things going throughout. And you just started this, so you got a 2-year term. So you've got other things in the work, so people can follow and see what you're doing and sign up for things, correct, through there?
That's right. That's
perfect.
Right. Yeah, we will have quite a few initiatives. And we actually just did this Feast and Fitness video series. We were at the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania, cooking, talking about healthy food. And so I think if you look up Feast and Fitness, you might be able to find a link to that video that was just recorded recently.
Yes, everybody do that. And also for you to see what you're doing, because you are just really busy and you're always, you have how many restaurants do you have right now? What is the total now?
So we're about 12 or so.
Wow,
so that's right in that range, and that's a good number.
That is a good manageable number. But if people want to find out and see if you're opening a new one, hint, you know, in South Jersey somewhere where I live. No, I'm just saying. go on to chefgarces.com. So chef GARCES.com and check you out and follow you on social media. I'm assuming. And any, are you going to be doing that immersive show that we were talking about last time we chatted about, where you're cooking and music and art? And I love that idea.
Yeah. So we have on my site, I have, it's called Cooking Space.
Yes, that was the clip in the beginning. That's where I got that from. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then I recently did a series called Essentials, which is JG's Essentials, which is really 1-minute clips on what I call like essential, like cooking techniques and sauces and, you know, various elements that, are easy to follow. So, yeah, if you go to chefgarces.com, I think you'll get a good breadth of all the content that we're doing. And we're going to be producing more coming up this year.
Wonderful. And before I let you go, it's Thanksgiving, so we have to ask you, what are you most thankful for this Thanksgiving?
Oh, I am most thankful for the health of my, you know, family, my inner circle family, that they're all, I would say, you know, from a health perspective, again, physical health, they're all well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really thankful for that. You know, there's so much that's going on out there. Again, I'm happy that, they're doing well. And if they're doing well, that makes me feel.
That's wonderful. And that's a great way to end the show and end our segment. And thank you for being with me today, Chef, Iron Chef Jose Garces. You're amazing. Happy Thanksgiving. And we will be talking soon.
Thank you, Doreen. Have a good one.
You appreciate too. It. Take care and enjoy your family and enjoy your feast. You earned it.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you to my guests today, Mark Johnson, Pierre Romain of So Fly Christmas, premiering tonight on BET+, and of course, Iron Chef Jose Garces for joining us on this special holiday. And thank you again for tuning into The Scene with Doreen. I'm here every Thursday morning at 8 a.m., bringing you the best interviews from the entertainment world and beyond. Get connected with me on social media and on our official website, thescenewithdoreen.com. And of course, make sure to tune in next week to see something that you've never seen before. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone!
What does your furniture say about you? At Grossman Furniture, make it say exactly what you want. Carrying 200 leading brands, Grossman specializes in customizing furniture to fit your style, your home, and your budget. No extra charges. Select customized furniture at in-stock prices. Grossman Furniture has the friendly expert staff to make it easy. That's why Grossman has been the source for furniture in the Delaware Valley since 1929. Visit Grossman Furniture today in Old City with free parking or at grossmanfurniture.com.
Gratz Gallery and Conservation Studio offers full-service art conservation and 40 years' experience in buying and selling fine American art. Our gallery, located in Bucks County's historic Doylestown, Pennsylvania, is the leading authority on 19th and 20th century American art, specializing in Pennsylvania Impressionists, students from the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts, and the Philadelphia 10. The Gratz Gallery is now expanding and actively buying fine art collections and individual paintings. Contact us to arrange a private viewing, a free consultation, or a professional appraisal. For more information, call 215-348-2500 or visit GratzGallery.com.
Hi, it's Doreen Taylor. As a professional in the public eye, my face always has to be camera ready. Cerabalm by Donucera has been a game changer for my skin. It's a cleansing balm that removes my makeup, but can also be used as a nourishing mask and a super glowy moisturizer. I've never gotten so many compliments on my skin. Recipient of countless beauty awards and featured in Vogue and New York magazines, this multi-purpose balm is sustainably sourced and created by Danu Tamilok, the founder of the award-winning Rescue Spa in New York and Philadelphia. Danucera is available to purchase at Rescue Spa, Bergdorf Goodman, and danucera.com. That's danucera.com.